I'm talking to Colleen Burns, who is somebody I've known for many, many years. And she trained as a clinical social worker, which is a similar background as I do. But her current job is a clinical director of a large, very big nonprofit that works with mental illness here in the Boston area and around Massachusetts. What Colleen does is brings her whole background and history of working with spirituality into and approaching this whole area of our inner world, whether it's mental illness or just being alive. And what she said to me, which is so powerful, is she's most interested in how to walk a spiritual path with practicals. Is that right, Colleen? That's how you said it?
Yeah, it's actually a quote from a woman named Angelus Arian, who says, talks about walking the spiritual path with practical feet.
Practical feet. I think that's what I'm about too. So what I wanted to do and why I wanted to talk to Colleen is every time I talk to her, I'm so inspired. And I wanted to share that with you. So we're just going to have a little chat here and that you can listen to later on and get as much inspiration as you can and some holding. Because, you know, I hear from a lot of people right now that there's some worry or there's this idea of the 2012 as being something scary, and certainly we're in an upheaval time financially and politically. And I think Colleen's message is just inspiring or helps create a larger holding for everything we're going on. So, Colleen, maybe let's start with the whole 2012 and what that's about and what you've learned from the shamanic world.
So I've been studying shamanism for a number of years now, along with spirituality for, 30 years or more. And the shamans basically say that we're in a time that they call the Pachakuti. And what that means is Pacha is like time, space, or earth. And Kuti is means upheaval or turning over or transformation in some degree. So basically they say that the world is turning upside down, or actually probably what they would say is that the world is about to turn right side up. Because 500 years ago, with the European invasions and the assault on indigenous people and the conquistadors in South America, basically the world went into a kind of a dark age. Even though there's been great technology, it's been an age of also great patriarchy, aggressive masculine impulse at its most expressed. And part of what the shamans say now is the world needs to come back into what they call Aini, or balance. Aini also has a quality of reciprocity to it. Part of what they see is that the divine feminine needs to rise up and meet sacred masculine and come into balance on the earth. So the world right now is in a state of upheaval and chaos, because the shamans, this is a period of chaos that precedes the new birth. It's a kind of a confusing and overwhelming time for a lot of people on the earth. The Mayans talk about 2012 as the end of time. They don't say it's the end of the world. Basically, it's the end of an era of the world, and that we're shifting into a new era, a new paradigm, a new period that's going to feel really different than the one that we're in. But all change, of course, brings chaos. And depending upon whether you're going with the changes that are happening in your life or you're kind of in resistance to them, you're going to experience this time very differently. I would say a lot of the indigenous people, the Hopi, the Mayan, the Celtic peoples, they all have prophecies that relate to this time. In 2012, the Earth passes across the equator of the center of the Milky Way. And that only happens once every 26,000 years. So we're shifting to a new age from their point of view. And it's a remarkable time to be alive on the earth. It is just an amazing time if you're struggling or in resistance or fearful, because it is a scary time. Then it's so easy to kind of fall back into that mode of feeling like, you know, having that apocalyptic worldview, like, oh, it's all chaos and it's going to end badly. The shamans don't say that. I particularly like the Apache women. They talked to a group of Apache women elders who said, they asked them, is the world going to end? Is it going to be terrible? And they said, oh, no. It's a new birth, you know. And birth is bloody and can look violent. But, you know, what's unseen is the new birth that's going to come. So we're in the labor pains, in a sense.
So you know. People, you're hearing and seeing that people are feeling that. I certainly am, and with the people that I'm talking to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel, I don't know, everybody that I talk to, I feel like the rate of change in people's lives, part of why everybody feels like time is speeding up.
Uh-huh.
And there is a part of the prophecies that has to do with, it's almost like a spiral as it gets tighter and tighter in the center. Things go faster and faster, or seem to. So as we're approaching this changeover, it feels like time is speeding up. And, you know, part of what's happening is the rate of change is so fast. At least everybody that I talk to has what they might have gone through in several years, a decade ago, is happening, you know, in months. So people are dying. People are being born. People are getting married. People are losing their jobs. People are, you know, losing their housing. People are having illnesses and relationship issues. And so it feels like things are speeded up. So I do. I think people are really feeling the kind of the pressure and the pace of change. You know, it's interesting because there's this guy named Greg Braden who he's actually a scientist. And one of the things that they used to think is that, you know, the Earth itself has a vibration. It has a rate of vibration. And it's called the Schumann resonance. And they used to think it was a constant, like it vibrated at 7.8 hertz or something, and it did that for decades. And it turns out right now that the Earth's pulse, if you will, this vibrational resonance, has gone up. It's now at 8.6 and climbing. So it feels like the whole Earth is vibrating faster, and all of us who are on the Earth are vibrating faster along with the Earth. You know, in a sense, the good news is, this is a form of initiation. So in the spiritual traditions, part of what happens when you go through an initiation is your vibration is raised spiritually. So Greg Braden says, you know, the whole Earth has become an initiation chamber. The Earth is vibrating at a faster rate, at a higher vibration, and she's taking all of us with her. And the difficulty with that for most people is as you start to vibrate at a higher rate, everything that doesn't fit with that, everything that's unhealed in you, comes up for healing. It starts to vibrate to the surface. So that's, I think, what a lot of people are facing right now is kind of every troublesome, interesting, complex, challenging, unhealed pattern in their life is now up in their face, and they're trying to figure out what in God's name to do about it.
That's true.
I think it is true.
So what can we do? What can we do? Like, how do we get more in tune so we're not resisting? How do we decrease our resistance?
Well, I think a couple of things. I mean, I do think for me it helps just to be awake, just to wake up to the idea.
And more about what that means.
I guess what I would say is, first of all, it's helpful to me just to have a construct. Maybe this idea of the Pachacuti is not true, but it feels true to me, and it's a construct that helps me to understand the chaos that I'm seeing around me. I think that when people have a mental construct, it helps often to ground them, because you have one anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you either have a fearful construct or you have an inspired or hopeful construct, but everybody is seeing the world through their own lenses. And so, and part of, I think, the lesson for us now is you can choose, you know, what glasses are you going to look at the world through. It's helpful for me anyway to have a construct that feels more hopeful. And I can feel myself when I start watching the news and, you know, listening to stuff that's going on in the world. It's really easy to feel like your vibration is going down to this place of, oh, my God, this is terrible. Oh, it's awful. Oh, the natural catastrophes, the weather, the people, the politics, we'll never get out of it, you know, this fearful place. Or you can raise yourself up to a place of, yeah, we're in a time of transformative change on the earth. And I'm choosing to go with that. So I think that's one thing. And I think being awake has to do with being in the present moment. Because when people are fearful, they flee into the future and worry about what's going to happen. Or they retreat into the past and think about, you know, get triggered around all the bad things that have already happened. The shamans would say is you can't heal in the past or the future. You actually have to be in the present moment, in your body, in your having your soul present in your physical form to heal. So when all this stuff comes up, if you're off in the future or back in the past or somewhere out of your body, you lose your center of power to deal with any of these things. So I think that's a kind of a second piece about waking up. I guess the other thing that I think is, you know, everybody carries around a heart, you know. I think one of the simplest things you can do to get centered is to really drop into your body and, you know, put your hand on your heart and kind of begin to resonate with your own heart and your own heartbeat. Because, you know, we're all connected to the earth and to each other. I remember years ago a spiritual teacher who talked about, you know, it isn't until the mind drops into the cave of the heart that it comes home. Because we're not here on the earth to have a mind experience. We're here to have, I believe, we're here to have heart experience, that this is a planet that's about love. I think, you know, your mind is intended to serve your heart and not the other way around. And so we wind up a lot of times putting our hearts in service of what our brains think we should be doing. And in my experience, that leads to trouble pretty much every time. So, you know, it's through your heart that you connect spiritually and to God and to other people and to your loved ones and to yourself. And I think that's where who you are and what you should be doing on the earth. And when your mind drops into your heart space and kind of settles in there with the pulsation of your heart, then your mind actually can serve you as opposed to, you know, your mind getting frantic and your body following in franticness.
You know, one thing you said which was so helpful, you talked earlier about what Greg Braden said about Earth moving at a faster vibration and that we feel that in our bodies. It makes me realize that a lot of the anxiety people are feeling may not be personal.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you said put your hand on your heart and feel your own heartbeat and connect to that, I thought about how important it is not to mistake that for anxiety, but that it might be a different vibration. Would you agree? Or?
Oh, I totally agree. I also think that people, you know, as their vibration is rising, whether they're aware of it or not, they're becoming more sensitive to inputs from other dimensions and other kind of receiving information on different levels. And one of the things that's very confusing when that starts to happen for people is they can't sort out where is this coming from. And because we all have an ego, truthfully, psychotherapy actually has contributed to this problem in the sense that, you know, there's this tendency to always be asking or attributing, oh, this belongs to me, this is my feeling, this is my whatever. And I think you're absolutely right. I think right now often people are vibrating to energies that are happening on the earth that have nothing to do with them. And sometimes I think the most helpful thing they can do, the first question they need to ask is this me or not me? Am I just picking up things? Could be from people around me energetically, could be from events that are happening on the earth, because we are all connected on some level.
So how would somebody know? How would they know if it's me or not me?
Because, again, I think if you settle, if your soul is in your body and you're settled into your heart space, when you ask for your own information, you'll get a clear answer. If you're in your head, you can run around in your head thinking, oh, it could be this, it could be this, it could be that, it could be that, you know, and you're running through 18 possibilities. But when you go into a deeper space, you connect with your own soul, and I think in some ways the easiest way to do that is through the heart because everybody's got one. And you ask for information. I sometimes ask for guidance. I'll pray or ask for help sorting something out, discerning what's me, what's not me. And I think my experience is the more you do that, the clearer your own information becomes. You know, we didn't, like, get cut loose in space to come to the earth. We came prepared for the journey. We have inner resources to access information from spirit.
Oh, my gosh. You know, that is so important, Colleen, what you're saying, that we came prepared for the journey. I mean, I think so many of us feel we're dropped in here and life sort of, you know, batted us around and, you know, we feel alone and terrified. And you're saying something very different.
Well, I'm saying first and foremost that I know exactly what that is because I've spent a lot of my life feeling like that. And as I get older and do these practices more, I'm becoming aware that that's actually not true, that everything I need is within me. And in fact, you know, we get kind of unfortunately educated to look outward for information and answers. And it's, I think, in some ways a particular problem in the so-called information age with the Internet and everything else. The truth is you only want to be paying attention to your own information because, you know, I believe, and this is obviously a personal choice on my part and other people may feel differently, but I do think we came for a purpose and everything we need has been given to us or is available to us for the asking. And we are, in the same way that you don't have to, none of us has to, like, make our brain learn language or, you know, make our eyes see or all of that stuff is kind of, it's hardwired genetically for us. I would say we are also, although we're much less aware of it, we're hardwired spiritually to connect with our own higher wisdom. And our own higher wisdom ultimately is connected with God, with all that is, with spirit, with our higher self, with other people's higher self. So I think all the information we need is available to us too, but people haven't learned the practices of accessing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I feel like I've gotten some practice now because for about the last 7 years I've been practicing kind of accessing my own information and learning about clairvoyance and shamanic healing and so it's a practice. It can be learned.
So if somebody's feeling a lot of anxiety or maybe depressed and hopeless and feeling like the world is going nutty and there's nothing to be done, a practice might be to just put your hand on your heart and bring your attention there. And then what else?
You know, I feel like for me, the practices or the technology I use around this is, you know, when you start vibrating in this this quickened vibration, I was saying earlier that all of your unhealed wounds start to kind of come to the surface. So in a sense, they exist like, it's like icons on your desktop, you know. it's like in trauma work, you know. So when you get triggered, it's almost like double-clicking an icon, and then it opens up that particular thing, and it starts to run by itself, right? And I think this is what happens. So we all have these unhealed wounds, and what the shamans would say is they exist as impressions in our energy body that we carry around with us. And they could be from this lifetime, they could be from other lifetimes. When the circumstances are right, it's similar to getting triggered and for people who have trauma histories. So it's like the circumstances of the universe. Now, the soul orchestrates this because part of why we're here is to heal and to get clearer on this stuff. But it's like the universe kind of double clicks on your particular icon of woundedness, and now it's up and running and it's in your face. So I would say the technology that I use, the only technology that I know that works with this, is the shamanic healing process. You know, you can work with it in psychotherapy at the mental level and the emotional level. You can work with it by doing some of the body-oriented processes that you do with people that I think are so incredibly helpful at the physical level. You can also go up and work with it at a mythic level, and that's what shamans do, is they do energy work with people to help heal these old traumas and remove them from the what they call the light body, so you stop carrying them around with you. So one thing people could do is go see a shaman.
Well, Colleen, how could people get in touch with you if they wanted to do more work with you?
I suppose they could call me. We're actually in the process of putting up a website. The website we're putting up that should be up soon for the shamanic healing is and similar kinds of things is called In Sacred Awareness. So the web address is www.insacredawareness.com. It's all
beautiful. It's .com, right?
It is .com, yeah. And
sacredawareness.com.
It's not actually up yet because we're in the middle of building it. But
well, what we can do then, Colleen, is when it's up, you'll let me know, and we'll repost it on the website send out to everything. But in the meantime, this is one way people could get in touch with you if they wanted to. And I'll make sure that we'll get the phone number there as well so people can use that. That's great. Well, I got to tell you, I do. It's the same thing. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, oh, my heart is at rest. I feel like, oh, maybe there are plans. There are ways. I love the words you said. You said that our soul orchestrates this for our healing, you know, and how beautiful to know that we're cared about at some higher level. I mean, it certainly does mean that people need to believe in a soul and that they're taken care of, but that really is a spiritual path. It's finding out that that's true.
Yeah, or their spiritual path might be nature, or it might be a feeling, or, you know, it might have no name. But yeah, and I think, you know, in the Hopi prophecies, they talk about this time, and they say, you know, this is the time when there's a fast-moving river of energy. And they say, you know, if you try to hold on to the shore, you're just going to get battered and beaten up. What you want to do is move to the center of the river and go with the flow. Because being in resistance, it will not save you at this point. The changes are bigger than any of us. So in a sense, there is a level on which people are going to have to surrender to greater wisdom of the universe and their own souls. And so you want to kind of get to the middle of the river and stay there for the ride, because it's going to be quite a ride. So, yikes.
That is so beautiful. Well, I'm taking this in. I can feel my heart really full. So I thank you a lot, Colleen. I,